This is the story of David, who lived in a small town in the States. It was the night of Halloween, and everybody was busy celebrating it. Halloween night is celebrated in the memory of those close ones who are no longer in this world. For instance, family members, soldiers who died in the war, or people who contributed a lot towards society. It is believed that on this night, a passage opens between the real world and the world of the dead, and the people who remember that day come to meet their loved ones through that passage. David was also busy in the preparation of Halloween, and his Uncle Anderson had invited him over for dinner. Uncle Anderson's wife had been missing for the past 4 years, and since then he had been acting very strangely. David didn't like his uncle one bit, but he was very fond of his aunt, and that's why he decided to meet his uncle after 4 years. When he reached there, he was taken aback by seeing Uncle Anderson's condition. It seemed he hasn't slept for years. None of the light bulbs in the house were turned on, except one. David felt very uncomfortable over there. He was talking to his uncle when he heard someone in the kitchen. It sounded as if someone was cooking. This reminded him of his aunt, who always used to cook for him whenever he visited them. He asked his uncle, "Is there anyone else in the house?" His uncle quickly dismissed him by saying there was no one else. After a while, that lone light bulb started to flicker. When Uncle Anderson went to check it, somebody called David's name.
David,
I had been waiting for you. What took you so long? The voice was clearly of his aunt. "Auntie, is that you?" In that flickering light, he saw the spirit of his aunt, who was standing right in front of him. Then the spirit quietly went towards the basement of the house. David somehow managed the courage to follow the spirit. When he reached the basement, the spirit was nowhere to be found, but what he saw was the most horrific thing he had ever seen. He straight away called the police and told them everything. He saw a statue of Satan, the devil god, and in front of it laid 4 rotten dead bodies. David started feeling dizzy and fell on the floor unconscious. When David woke up, he couldn't move. He was tied up on the chair, and Uncle Anderson was praying to Satan. David thought this was going to be the last day of his life. But fortunately for David, the police arrived just in time. The police arrested his uncle and managed to save David's life. After the interrogation, they came to know that out of the 4 dead bodies, one of them was his wife's. The 3 remaining bodies were the people who have gone missing from the city in the past 4 years. Every Halloween's night, Anderson sacrificed one life to Satan, so the devil god can make him immortal. That's why he had murdered all those 4 people. Maybe David wouldn't have lived if his aunt's spirit didn't appear in front of him at the right time. David took away all the bodies and gave each of them a proper burial. Since then, every Halloween night, he devotes his time in public service.
If you like my episode, please my follow podcast channel and want to know the update of the episode, please follow me on Instagram @PrithamishRana06.